This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The World Health Organization on Friday announced that 12 million cases of the new coronavirus had been recorded in total and warned that the number of people infected had doubled in the last 6 weeks. WHO Health Emergencies Program Executive Director Mike Ryan says everyone has a role to play in beating the disease.
It's going to require a huge investment in sustained public health effort and a massive investment in community empowerment and the capacity of us as individuals in our communities to act and to stay safe.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus cited Italy and South Korea when saying that there are examples from around the world that have shown that even if an outbreak is intense, it can be brought under control. However, he also warned that it's not only COVID-19 that threatens lives and livelihoods, but other diseases such as measles, polio, and malaria that all thrive when immunization is paused and supply chains for medical supplies are interrupted. President Donald Trump spent Friday in the state of Florida, a key center for coronavirus infections. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In battleground Florida, a must-win for his re-election hopes, the president went to U.S. Southern Command to praise the fight against drug traffickers.
And wow, are we making progress in a short period of time.
In other events, he went after Joe Biden.
Nobody will be safe in a Biden America.
And touted his own poll numbers.
We're doing very well, by the way. You'll be happy to know in the state of Florida.
Which itself is not doing well with COVID-19.
The China virus, whatever you'd like to call it.
That was about the extent of the president's virus discussion.